Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight. We've got guitar virtuoso, Ozzy Osbourne guitarist, leader of the band Firewind, and all-around nice guy, Gus G, with us tonight. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank
you. Quite the intro, right?
I mean. Yes, thank you very much for that. I feel like somebody now, so thank you.
Well, it's really great to see you.
Yeah, you too. Always a pleasure. So.
I know you've got a ton of stuff going on with all your many projects. Let's start off with the new Firewind album. It's called Immortals. It's the band's eighth studio album, and it's a concept album based on Greek history. What was the most challenging thing about making history fit in a musical like framework?
Well, I always thought that like, if you're talking about historic battles like that, the perfect soundtrack to that would be heavy metal.
Yeah.
So I think it fits 200%. I mean, the tough part is to actually, you know, tell the story and put it like in songs. I mean, I honestly didn't, this is my first concept album I ever made, and I didn't know how to do that. So I turned to a co-producer who co-wrote the album with me, because I mean, lyrics is not my forte, I do the music. So I co-wrote with this guy called Dennis Ward, and I told him what my concept and direction was, and we specifically talk about two battles, ancient Greek battles, in 480 BC, the battle in Thermopylae, or as you probably know, called Hot Gates, and Battle of Salamis. You might have seen the movie 300.
Yep.
So it's about that battle, oh. King Leonidas against the Persians.
Very cool.
And the Spartans, you know, these 300 brave Spartan soldiers. So that's what it's all about.
It makes sense. Like, your music is very epic sounding, and it sounds like...
Yeah, it's epic, you know, it's melodic, and it's power metal, and and we were a Greek band, and we thought all these years, well, you know, all these bands have talked about that, and Greek history is so well respected, you know, the heritage and everything, everywhere we go, and why shouldn't it, you know, why don't we do it our way, and then what better if a Greek band tells a tale through an album like that?
Full Metal Jackie, Gus G with us, talking about the new Firewind album, Immortals. It's out now. Here's a tune from it. This is Hands of Time. Full Metal Jackie, Ozzy Osbourne guitarist, and leader of the band Firewind, Gus G, is our guest on the show tonight. So Henning Basse has worked with you for several years, but Immortal is his first album with Firewind, correct?
Yes, correct.
Well, what makes his voice a good fit for the album and this band?
Well, Henning is, at least in Europe, he's considered to be one of the best singers of this style, this genre. And he was a touring singer for us like 10 years ago. Whenever our old singer would drop off tours, we would call Henning. We called him the fireman. He would come and, you know, put out the fire. I mean, when we were in crisis on the road. And when our singer, the previous singer, left, we were on a hiatus for 3 years, and then I hooked up with Henning again, and he was still looking for a band, and we were looking for a singer, and the guy is just an incredible frontman. He's a good friend of ours, so it was just simple as that.
Full Metal Jackie, Firewind's latest album, Immortals, is out now. Gus G with us. Quick break, still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Gonna check out new music from All That Remains, and we'll have more with Gus G. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Gus G on the show with us tonight, and we're talking about the new Firewind album, which is called Immortals, and you wrote Immortals, as you mentioned, with Dennis Ward, who also co-produced it with you. What makes working with a collaborator fulfilling for you? I mean, I know this is the first time that you've worked with an outside like co-producer.
Yeah, well, for me, on all my albums, I've used co-writers. In the past, it was either the previous singer, or in my solo albums, I collaborate with the various producers or other singers, co-writers. So I'm used to doing that. I think it's good to have ideas coming out from other people. Then I think that it enhances the music. It can make the song better. So in this case, yeah, like I said, we had a concept in mind, and we needed somebody who could be able to help us with that, because I could do the music, but I was not so good with lyrics. I could throw ideas at him and say, hey, maybe we should do this and that, or song titles and stuff like that, but I couldn't, you know, I'm not the guy for the lyrics. I just never touched that. I always worked with singers, and Dennis is a good singer as well, besides a great producer. So I would send him the music, and he would send me the demos back with his vocals. And we went from there.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Gus G on the show with us. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Also going to be getting the music from Suicidal Tendencies, New Motionless and White coming up. We're going to have Gus G pick a tune. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Ozzy Osbourne guitarist Gus G with us, talking about the new Firewind album, Immortals. And Ozzy is expected to make another solo album, or so we hear. What are the differences creatively when you're thinking about an Ozzy album, a Firewind album, and a solo album?
Well, obviously, Firewind is it's a power metal band, and that sounds just—I mean, it's that sound is very different from what Ozzy's doing. It's still, of course, heavy metal, but I know exactly. Like the minute I come up with an idea that has a lot of fast double bass, or it sounds very epic and has all these twin harmonies and stuff, or I know it's not going to be an Ozzy idea. That's going to be probably end up on a Firewind record. Now, a lot of my solo stuff that I did. Some of it is heavier, some of it is more modern rock or classic rock style, and a lot of that stuff could very well be on an Ozzy album. In fact, some of those ideas that I used on my records were originally written with Ozzy in mind, but this follow-up album from Scream, it's taken up 7 freaking years now, so we're still waiting. So I mean, you know, it's like you write some songs and I'm like, well, I'm gonna use it here, and then we're gonna make some other songs if Ozzy ever asks me for ideas. There's no shortage of riffs, let's just say that.
And I mean, you know, talk about what it's like for you. I know you've been in that band for a while now, but like, and you're pro. I know you for a long time. But do you still have those moments where you're like, oh my God, I'm playing for Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh, of course I have those moments. Like, I think about it all the time still. I've been there for 8 years with
him. Do you wake up and go, am I really the guitar player for Ozzy? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yes, yes. I still ask myself, I'm like, how the hell did this happen to me? And I don't know. It's one of those things that you never really. I think I told you that so many times, right? It sounds so cliche. It gets boring. I mean, I don't know. I think every guitar player would tell you that. It's not something you really expect to happen in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I was just content being with my band and doing my thing, and then all of a sudden this comes up.
Did you hang up because you think it was a prank call?
No, I didn't. actually, I knew the person that contacted me. I knew he was working for Sharon Osbourne.
Okay.
So
yeah, that only happens in the movies.
Yeah. Like. Well, I think it happened to I think Richie Faulkner from Priest.
Oh yeah, he hung up.
He hung up because he didn't know. He was like, "Yeah, right, mate. Yeah, whatever." He hung up. But I knew the person that was working for Sharon. I'm like, originally I thought when they first contacted me, I thought it might be something that they were interested to get Firewind over to Ozfest or something like that.
Right.
And then when
you're like, wait, what?
And I was like, yeah, what happened? Like, I mean, I don't really drink alcohol or anything, but when that email came through, I was like, I had to take 3 shots of whiskey, just bang, 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 you know, like hammer them down, then just relax because, yeah, I was going to have a heart attack.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gus G is my guest on the show tonight. Coming up this hour, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Got new music coming up from Havoc. Also, we'll hear from Anthrax and more with Gus G. Full Metal Jackie, Gus G is my guest on the show tonight. And Gus, you're a well-established presence in the guitar community. What part of the...
I love the way you phrase it. It's like...
I mean it.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, what part of the kid obsessed with learning to play never goes away?
Well, to me, like, music is an ever-ending journey. I mean, it's all about learning something new all the time and trying to push yourself, explore new things, push the boundaries. I try that with every record I make. I try to just get better at a lot of the stuff that I already know and then expand on that. And I mean, I think that's the beauty of it.
Touching back on Ozzy for a second, he's played with some of the most iconic guitarists in metal. Is there a brotherhood among that family of guitar players?
Absolutely. There is. It's like the Ozzy alumni, you know. So it is. I mean, I'm very good friends with Zach, and it's like he supported me since day one, and he's like my big brother, and he even let me borrow his guitar on that festival when my guitars didn't show up because the airline just, I don't know, lost them somewhere, and we were in Hungary and playing a festival. He's like, don't worry, Gus, I'll hook you up with a fiddle. And, you know, Zach. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of mutual respect. And, yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing to think, like, wow, these guys, you know, I grew up with their posters on my wall, and I learned guitar from them. I mean, not really sitting down one-on-one, but just listening and stealing their licks from their records, you know, when I was a kid and learning those songs.
It's Full Metal Jacket still to come. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Gonna check out a new tune from Warbringer, and we'll have more with Gus G. Full Metal Jacket, Gus G of Firewind is my guest on the show tonight. The new Firewind album is called Immortals, and it's out now. And Gus, I know you've been playing with Ozzy for a long time. I've got to imagine that you must have some pretty amazing stories from all these years.
Well, since, you know, when I joined Ozzy, he's been a sober guy that just drinks his tea and goes to bed and just tells a lot of funny stories. Obviously, a lot of the stuff that you people that have read his book, they might know what I'm talking about. But there's been a couple of really funny moments, and I don't know, I'm thinking of this one all the time lately, which is in the midst of that Scream tour. Because I was so hyper after the shows, I started like, I wasn't able to go to sleep, so I couldn't fall asleep. So I would go back to the hotel after the gigs, and I started going to sleep later and later, where I ended up not sleeping, like suffering from insomnia, like staying up the whole night, and then it was a day off, and then I would stay up, and then I would turn up to the gig tired. And then I said that to Ozzy, and he says, well, if you ever need any sleeping pills, I have some, just give me a call. I'm like, one day I'm like, man, I'll hit him up about that. I said, hey boss, remember about those sleeping pills? Can you give me one tonight? I really gotta get some rest, but I'm like, my mind is going 200 miles per hour. He's like, yeah, sure. Here, take this one. It's a light one. I'm like, oh, thanks. Jackie, I kid you not, I almost died. It's like I couldn't wake up. Like the next day, the lobby call was 5:30 p.m. and I think I woke up at 5:15, and I was so stoned, like my head was so heavy, I barely got my together, rushed down to the lobby, jump in a car, go to the airport, jump on the plane. So I sit there, I'm totally like, I don't know where I'm at, and then Ozzy walks in. The minute he looks at me, he goes, you're stoned. I'm like, yeah, I am, man. What the f-? And then tour manager grabs me and goes, you idiot. Did you really let Ozzy give you drugs? Like, I'm like, and then it made sense to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, I took drugs from Ozzy. He's like, lesson learned, never again.
Oh, I love that he got a kick out of it after the fact.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was a fun moment.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Gus G with us. Pick up the new Firewind album, Immortals. And we're looking forward to seeing you out on the road with Firewind and on the road with Ozzy. Anything you can tell us about your timeline for either band? I won't tell anyone, don't worry.
Yeah. Well, Firewind starts out a tour next month in England and Europe. The Immortals tour kicks off. And then in March, I'm going to Japan with my solo band. I'll be doing some dates with Steve Stevens in Europe, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll be actually playing an acoustic set, because wow. I think he's doing some flamenco stuff, and that just got announced. And then we're going to be doing a lot of summer festivals over in Europe with Firewind, and I just heard that Ozzy's doing some festivals here as well. So
I guess you're busy.
Yeah,
in
I'll be
July.
Busy. Yes, okay. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll be out there looking forward to that, and good luck with all that's to come, and it's always a pleasure to see you.
Same here. Thank you so much.